praise the Lord. God bless you for being here. Well, before we get into anything else, my son over here to the right. Well, I've got Nat here. I've got Benji here. My wife, Julie, is sitting on the other side of the wall today. But she's here with us. But my son just said, he's a dad. He said, we got a question for you today. He said, that's all I'm going to say. He said, is your pastor a milkman or a butcher? And so I came onto the air laughing because we're going to talk about, is your pastor a milkman or a butcher today? But before we get into that, let me welcome everybody for being here with us. God's doing it, people. He's doing it. He's preparing his remnant. And we here at the City on the Hill are getting ready, preparing ourselves for everything that God has promised and everything that he is going to do. It's been a week of the supernatural. We're not where we want to be yet, but we're heading in that direction. So I thank the Lord for it. On Wednesday night, as I was ministering, I used an example of something that I want to start off our day with today, our podcast with this evening. But I talked about the Olympic diving, and I said on Wednesday, I said, you know, I said, I don't know anything about diving. I'm not a good swimmer. I could barely float. I certainly don't know anything about diving. I said, but the one thing I do know about diving is that when they jump from 30, 60, 100 feet, I don't know, however much they jump from, that when they jump that and they dive into the water, that they're supposed to have as little splash as possible. The bigger the splash, the lower the score. And I said it on Wednesday, and I think it's a good place to start today, that Christians are diving off the board of life, of ministry, or whatever you want to call it. They're diving, but they seem to have it backwards. They seem to think that the bigger the splash, the better they're doing and the more they're pleasing God. And it's actually the opposite of that. So you got Christians, they're diving, but they're doing these big old fat belly flops into the water. And they've got splash going everywhere, but they're not scoring with God. They're not scoring with God. The Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. Think of that reward as getting a high score. Think of that reward as being where the judges are sitting there and they say, oh, you get, I don't know what reference divers use. I don't know what a good score is, but we'll say a 10. You get a 10 because you had no splash. We have to think about our life before God in those terms. We're jumping off, but then we don't understand that he's not looking for us to hit the water. He's looking for us to do it the right way. He's looking for us to do things the right way so that our splash is as small as possible. And, you know, here on these podcasts, and not just during our podcasts, during our services, of course, as well, one of the things that God has called me to and that I really try to illuminate and bring for people by the Spirit of the Lord, I try to show us what the right way is by the Spirit of God. And if you don't understand by the Spirit, then you're not going to get it. But I hope that through what we're doing here tonight, what we do service after service here, that you understand there's a right way to do things. God has a plan. He has a plan, and you know, it's become almost kind of a fad for people to say, well, God's got a plan for my life. But it's not that God just has a plan for your life. He has a specific way of doing everything. And when you are locked in under the anointing, and into the Spirit of the Lord, then you're able to more closely follow that plan exactly and not take missteps. But if you don't understand that in every area of life, God has a specific way that he wants us to do things, then you're going to be like those divers that have these tremendous splashes and they get these low scores. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God, and which means the reward is not going to be there. We don't like to talk about the fact of there being a reward that God gives, but it's in the Word of God. It is a principle in God's Word that God wants to reward his children for doing, again, I know people don't like what I'm about to say, but for doing a better job. And so we don't want the splash. We want to go into the water without any splash at all. And just kind of on just a fun way of looking at it, some of those divers, I mean, it's amazing jumping from as high as they did, not having almost no splash at all. And then you had others that, you know, like I said, looked more like a belly flop. We want to be the skilled divers.
From a spiritual perspective.
From a
spiritual perspective as well. It is worth noting that it does take a lot of effort and work to be able to have such a little splash with such a high dive. And you can kind of look at it the same way with what we're talking about spiritually.
Work, effort, practice, it takes that. It takes growing up into the things of the Lord. And so anyway, let's jump in, talk about a couple of subjects that the Lord's put on our hearts today. We'll start over here. Tell me, Nat, what you got?
All right. We're going to start with a scripture from Hebrews chapter 5, talking about the milkman versus the butcher. That kind of came
Love
from
it.
This. Yeah. All right, starting in verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes of only milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You just talked about exercise and practice. So let's talk about that.
It's almost like the Spirit of the Lord's in charge of this, isn't it? Well, that's a great scripture because it really speaks to some areas that Christians today are lacking in. And one of those areas is they're lacking the understanding that, number one, everyone's not the same. Everyone's not at the same place. And everyone's not at the same place as it pertains to being where God wants them to be. You know, when you're saved, we have a term for being saved. It's, what is it, Benji?
Reborn.
You're born again.
That's right.
Born again. You're reborn. And when you're born again, you become a spiritual babe. Praise the Lord for the new birth. Praise the Lord for being reborn. Praise the Lord for that, because you were born as a new creation.
Which is absolutely necessary.
It is absolutely necessary to be saved. But the problem is, the devil has crafted this plan where he says, you know, maybe I can't stop these people from being saved, but I'm going to stop them from being effective for God. I'm going to stop them from being workers for God. If I can cause these people to remain spiritual children, then they're doing no good for the kingdom of God. Paul talked about this as well, where he said, when you're a child, He said, you're no different than the slaves.
I was thinking the same thing.
He said, you're no different than the slaves. He said, you're a child and you're an heir of all the inheritance. He said, but because you're a child, you don't get the key to the inheritance. You don't get to use it. You're no different than the slaves. And the devil knows that all too well. He knows that if he can keep Christians spiritually immature, then they're doing nothing for God. They're basically useless for God. And so that's really what that scripture's talking about. The writer says to them, he says, listen, he says, you should be at the place where you're able to do incredible things for God, even teaching and helping other people to grow up in the Lord. He said, but even though you've been serving God for all of this time, maybe years and years, he said, you actually need somebody to take you back, put you on the right path, and start you over again and reteach you the basic principles so you can begin to grow again. It's eerily similar to what's happening in the church world today. You have people that have gone down the path for years and years, and the worst part of it is a lot of those people actually consider themselves to be ministers, teachers, pastors, prophets, but they've gone down the path, but they've gone in the wrong direction. They started at the door, they were reborn, but then they went the wrong direction. They didn't go, they didn't climb the mountain, as we like to say here. And so they, because they went in the wrong direction, they actually are in need of starting over again. I've said here before, boy, I wish I could get a hold of some of these ministers and so-called prophets and have them just sit here and just listen to the word of God. And I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to be self-indulgent or anything with that. I really mean that. Because there are people that God could really use, but they're speaking things that God did not say because they went down the wrong path. And it is necessary that when you're born again, you start the milk, just like a baby would. You start the milk, the pure milk of the Word of God, the basic things. But then there comes that time where you've got to start putting your chompers into thicker things, heavier things, deeper things. And that only comes with climbing the mountain. That what the word that he just read used, it says it comes because of what? Exercising it. Exercising it. But pastor, don't you know that I was saved by grace and it doesn't matter what I do? Don't you know that Jesus paid the price for everything and nothing, it doesn't matter anymore? And it sounds crazy when you hear that, but that's what people are saying. That's what ministers are saying. That's how they get churches filled with 20,000 people. Oh, let's just sit here and just soak up the grace of God today.
Just hand everybody a baby bottle.
Well, and that's exactly what they're doing. When you talk like that, then all you're doing is saying, here's the baby bottle, drink up the milk, and you don't need anything else. You don't need anything else. That's what they're saying.
Just keep being a baby.
And they even rejoice in it. They even kind of champion it by, you know, oh, you know, I've got the most basic things of the Lord here, and I just need to be content with these basic things. I'm just happy with the most basic stuff. But the Word of God says that you can't do that. And I believe now, I'm sure you don't have it there, but if you go, I think
literally it's literally the next verses.
If you go to the next, to Hebrews 6, go ahead and turn there, and
I don't even have the time. I'm already here.
Okay, go ahead and read what it says in Hebrews 6.
Just talked about senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews 6, verse 1, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection.
Let us go on. Now, it actually says the element. What are the elementary principles?
Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment.
I've said this before. If you took those things out of the pulpits, out of the stages, out of the streaming place, out of all the places people preach today, if you took those things out, they'd have nothing to preach about. But the Bible, my Bible says, those are the elementary things. And what really is saying is churches shouldn't even really be ministering those things. Those are basic things that you minister to people that are either non-Christian or have just become Christians. Those are basic things. And that's why I get up every service and I say, we have to climb the mountain. You have to exercise it so that you can get to the stake, so you can get to the greater things. But no, we want to stick to the things about repentance. We want to stick to the things about baptisms. We want to sit there and talk about the most basic faith things. We want to talk about those things. But I just want to be simple, and I want to keep it just the most simple, basic, because that's just I believe that's so pleasing to God for us to. I just want to be like the early church, and I want to be a part of a church just like the early church. And I say all the time, the early church was so messed up. They were so messed up. They had so many problems and issues and infighting, and they were troubled. For in large part because they couldn't get past all the stuff.
So is that why they needed all these epistles written to them? Because they were so messed up?
I encourage people to actually go read the epistles. Go read them, and you read things like the Apostle Paul. Just you can see Paul shaking his head and saying, "Are you fools?" He actually said, "You foolish Galatians, what are you doing?" In one place, I think he said, a father and a son is sharing the same woman at one point, or something along. He says, you're crazy. And the early church was another kind of messed up.
Is that why Jesus himself had to come to the seven churches in Revelation?
That's right. That's a great point. Go. We get into Revelation and we say, "Oh, look, it's talking about flying dragons and all these weird things happening." That's what the church teaches from Revelation. How about you go and teach that Jesus went to seven churches and said, "Hey, you've messed this thing up, and I need to straighten you out." Well, the same thing needs to happen today. That there needs to be a straightening out of the church world because the church world has fallen flat on its face and has got, you know, I get the picture in my mind, you know, when you have a little baby that's drinking milk, it's cute. When you have a bunch of grown-ups drinking milk and they got their face and they're just, "Oh, blah, 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 give me some of that milk." It looks ridiculous. But that's what's happening. Paul said, you should be teaching other people. You look ridiculous.
I'd write them a letter too. Man.
He said, you look ridiculous. But it's all about, are you willing? Go back one more time to Hebrews 5. Mm-hmm. Read that. Read it one more time for us, Nat.
Well, let's see. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes of only milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
You see, that word, the important word there is unskilled. They're unskilled. That speaks to 99% of Christianity today. They're unskilled in the things of God. And if you're, it's kind of like if you're shooting a bow and arrow. We'll just say shooting a bow and arrow.
Another Olympic sport.
Thank you, yes. If you're shooting a bow and arrow and you're unskilled, you're shooting the bow and arrow, but it's going off in all kind of weird directions. But it takes skill and practice and learning and focus and understanding to be able to get it to hit the target. We have got God's people have got to understand that there is a target. There's a target, and if you're throwing things everywhere, you're not hitting the target. Jesus talked about planting planting the seeds. He said some fell by the wayside, some fell over here, some fell on stony ground. He said, but there was that some that fell on the good ground. And not only did it fall on the good ground, but it was properly taken care of, and it brought forth the harvest. And even at that, some brought 30, some brought 60, some brought 100-fold. We've got to understand that there is a skill involved with what we're doing for the Lord. And until we learn to climb the mountain, until we learn to get skilled in the things of God, we look like we're doing all this stuff for God. They might even have thousands of people. But let me just tell you, the Muslims have thousands of people in their groups too. The Buddhists have thousands of people in their groups too. I think I read somewhere that, you know, about how fast Islam is growing today.
It's actually the second most populous religion in the world.
And it's growing and growing and growing and growing. They've got groups too. So don't tell me about how many people that are looking or watching. Tell me about how skilled you are in the things of God. Tell me about how skilled you are. That's what pleases God. That's what brings the reward, is faith putting forth a skilled result. That's what God is looking for today in the church. And the writer here, I can feel his frustration with, listen, you should be doing so much more for God and you're not. You're not. You're being so foolish. And he says, you're just doing the same things over and over and over again. And you're not. And that's why I encourage you, go listen to Wednesday night's message, because I talked about becoming supernatural. And I've talked a lot about it over the last couple of years. I wrote a book most of it was talking about being supernatural. God is looking for people that want to be supernatural, that want to put off the natural, close their eyes to the seen, and look at and live in the unseen. That's what God wants. But you're not going to do it by being unskilled. You're not going to do it by sticking to the milk. It sounds so good. I could actually hear in my mind, I could hear preachers saying, oh, just stick to the milk of God's word. Because it sounds so, there's a truth to it. There is a truth to that. But at some point, you got to move on. You got to move on and say, all right, God, we're going. We're not just going to get to the milk. We want the meat. We want the meat, Lord. And it only comes by making that commitment to climb the mountain. That's the only way it comes. There's so much inside of me to talk about. I think I could talk about this on and on and on and on and on.
Just to sum it up, this pastor is a butcher.
Yeah, no baby bottles here, just steak knives.
Praise the Lord. Can you give me, what's our time? How long have we been going? I want to make sure. Okay, so I don't know if we have time I know they've got other things. I don't know if we've got time for another one today. I'd rather cut it a couple of minutes short where people can really dig their teeth into what we're doing today rather than try to jump into another one and overdo it. But listen, I plead with you, come see what God is doing. Come listen to the word of God. We're a group of people that God, we're a heritage that God chose 160 years ago that he has used throughout the decades, and he's promised to say, I'm going to relight that fire. And he has relit the fire. And he says, I'm going to use this heritage again, this prophetic heritage. And I encourage you to come see what, we're not large, but here's the thing, we're not large on purpose. Because we're making sure that this is a group of people that wants to be skilled. This is a group of people that wants to climb the mountain. That's who we are. And if that touches your heart, I pray that you come and see what God is doing here. Because I'm telling you, he's doing things that you wouldn't believe in the supernatural. He's healing and he's changing lives and he's doing things that have not been seen for decades. And we're praying that we're going to get to those things that God is doing that has never been done before. That's what we're heading toward. God wants that type of supernatural people so our Lord and Savior can return. The Bible says, looking for and hastening the coming of our Lord. Hastening means you're doing things to make it happen quicker. We're doing things to try to make it happen quicker. We're not just throwing the milk out there. We know that God is looking for a bunch of steak eaters. So come join us. Come join us. Benji, tell them when they can come see us.
You can come see us during our regular services on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. in person at the City on a Hill Church in Loganville. Also available on our online social platforms, which include Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Please follow us on all those platforms. You do so, you'll find all these outlets that we've got going on. Just about every day of the week, we've got stuff going on. We have devotions coming out on every Monday, Thursday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. on our online platforms. My Remnant 101s on Tuesday come out 8 p.m. on all our online platforms. You can listen to our Calling the Remnant podcast that come out every Friday at 8 p.m. on all of our online platforms. You can listen to those podcasts very simply. If you've got Spotify, anywhere else you've got your podcast, if you have a Siri device or an Alexa device, they can play these podcasts for you. And like I always say, please come join us.
Praise the Lord. Well, let me end by saying this, and I think I might have talked about this on Wednesday night as well. I'm not sure. But, you know, my dad, he was my prophet, and he's not, the Lord took him home 6 years ago, I guess it is now. But my dad, who was my prophet, God used him to bring five people back from the dead during his life. Five people. And when we talk about the meat of the Word of God, the meat of doing things for God, you know, Jesus, as he was walking down the road, he saw a funeral procession and saw a mother and other people wailing and crying and disparate of spirit because there was the son had died. And the Bible says that he went and he touched it. He touched the coffin, and it says the man sat up and was brought back to life. You know, my desire is for us to be so powerful in the Lord, so supernatural in the Lord, that we literally can just walk down the street and do those types of things for God, because those are the things that are going to get the attention of people. Those are the things, and you know, you hear about a lot of these false prophets, and they've got their stories. Most of their stories are, please understand what I mean by this, but most of their stories come from their third world countries where there's no, and they come back and they, oh, well, you know, I was amongst all these people in these tribes and that God did this. And listen, that's praise God. But that's not what's needed. What's needed is for someone to be holding up a phone and videotaping on Peachtree Street in Atlanta and going by and raising a dead man. That's what's needed. And I'm telling you, Jesus said, you'll do greater things than I did. We're headed toward the supernatural here at the City on a Hill. That's what God wants. That's the meat. We've got to leave the milk behind. God bless you. We'll see you next time.